Welcome everybody to the Thursday shiur in Yonei Deyoma, last year of the Zman. And today we're going to discuss Pesach in Yonim with Rabbi Arye Leib HaKoyen Heller, author of the Ketzoyis HaKoyesh and the Shev Shmaitza. So Pesach in Yonim that come up in the Ketzoyis maybe, and in the time of the Chomer Drush, so I'll also add Bli Neder, his words in the Shev Shmaitza, everything are of course, with Lomdis, and it's his special talent to connect things together. So I want to discuss today in Inyan about selling someone else's chametz without them knowing of it. All of us are supposed to go to the rabbi or do it through the internet and sell the chametz, appoint the rabbi to sell the chametz for us. The rabbi is our proxy and he goes for us and he meets the non-Jew and he sells the chametz for us. Now the question is, what happens when a person forgets or he did not do that? Can the rabbi still sell the chametz for this person without being appointed directly to be the proxy of this person? If the person did not appoint him, can the rabbi still sell the chametz for him? And indeed, this happens every single year that people forget or they carry on postponing to go to the rabbi and sell the chametz, and then they find out, oish, I forgot to sell the chametz, am I now going to lose all my whiskey, yes or no? So let's see. So first of all, what happens when a person is holding someone else's chametz, and he doesn't have any authority to sell it, but nevertheless he sells it. What happens there? So this is actually an explicit Gemara in Psochim, and also Shulchan Aruch in Ilchos Pesach. The Gemara in Psochim says in source number one, Ma'aseh b'adam echad, Shivki tiske mele chametz etzel Yochanan Chakuka. Yochanan Chakuka, he was the shomer, and he held someone else's chametz, a bag of chametz. In the meantime, mice came, nekvu achbarim, ve'el chametz mevatzbez yusen, he sees that the mice are coming, I'm on mute, and he sees that the mice are coming and taking the chametz of this person, and it's almost Pesach time, so what does he do? So he came to before Rabbi, by Rabbi, what should I do with all this chametz? So he says, Shah Rishonah Amar Lo Hamten, this is the day of Yudal Ben Nisan, so the first hour of the day, chametz is still allowed to, allowed by Anah, so wait for it. Shnia Amar Lo Hamten, Shlishit Amar Lo Hamten, Revi'it, Chamishit, the fifth hour that he could no longer eat it, but he could still benefit from it. So he says to him, Amar lo tzeu mochra bashuk. So he says, wait as long as you can, and only then, while you can still have a hana from this chametz, you could sell it. So we see from here that person is allowed to sell someone else's chametz. He didn't get any authority to sell the chametz of the person who deposited the chametz by him. But since he's now, as the Mishnah Berurah says in source number four, meishiv aveda, because if he won't sell it, it will be asur b'ana. So in that case, he has the permission. He is allowed to sell the chametz without the explicit permission of this person. The Mishnah Berurah says very very clearly in source number four that the Magen Avraham in Sha'ar Achronim say, במקום שיכול לבחור לעקום, ויחזיר לו עקום אחר הפסח, כמנהג מכירת חמץ שלנו, אסור למוכרו מכירה חלוטה. The Gemara is discussing, ממש, taking the chametz, selling it entirely, becomes from Yossi's chametz to Christopher Christensen's chametz, and now it's entirely his. But now, nowadays, we have the meaning of Mechiras chametz, so it says, Magen Avraham, you cannot totally sell it for him, because why should he lose the chametz? But rather, you should retrieve the chametz back to him, so what should you do? On his behalf, you should sell chametz to the non-Jew that the community does their Mechiras chametz. So we see from here, if I'm holding your chametz, I could indeed go ahead and go to the non-Jew or point the rabbi maybe. And because since it's a Shavas Aveda, you're going to lose your chametz. So in that case, I could sell your chametz when I'm the shomer of the chametz. Okay. So this is when I am officially the shomer of this person and I have the obligation to make sure this won't get lost. So in that case, indeed, I could sell the chametz to a non-Jew and do also mechiras chametz. What happens in the following idea? That it's in your house. You don't ask you to do anything. But I know that you have chametz in your house and you did not sell it. Can I go to that non-Jew and say, listen, I see that Rav Jared is very, very busy today. He probably didn't appoint the rabbi. He didn't at least come to me and sell the chametz. So listen, also buy Rav Jared's chametz. Can I do that? I'm not the shomer. It's not under my possession. Can I do that thing? So there is a very famous Ketzoyis HaKoyeshen in source number 5, and he brings the words of Trumas HaDeshen, which is also Psak Halacha in the Rama and the Taz, and he says differently. What is the case in Trumas HaDeshen? So source number 5 says Trumas HaDeshen, Isha Ba'alat HaBayit, בעלה שלה, המשרתת שלה, עיסה, והלכה לחוץ, קודם שהפרישה חלה. There is Mrs. Friedman, she is baking challahs, and she didn't yet do a fresh challah. Now at the moment what's happening is, she left the dough at home, and the dough is getting spoiled. So the mesharetet, I guess she's a Jewish mesharetet, her Jewish help, sees that the challah is getting spoiled, and meikra adin, the best way to do a fresh challah is a fresh challah from the dough. So what should she do? If she's about to wait for the balabas to come home, so the dough will be spoiled. What should she do? אז קודם שחזרה נתחמצה עיסה, כל צוקה, שאם עוד תישה שתופת, תתקלקל העיסה, it might be entirely spoiled. ובשביל כך רוצה משרדת להפריש חלה בלי רשות בעל הבית. שר לנבד האחי או לא? Is she allowed to do a fresh challah without her explicit permission? She is Jewish. Can she now take the challah and do a fresh challah on her behalf without her permission? If she asks her directly, do a fresh challah for sure, that's okay. Now she's doing it without her permission. Can she do that? That's the question of Trus Adeshin. As we all know, Trus Adeshin, he's also the author of the questions. So he gives the following answer, Tshuva. יראה דשפיר דמי למבד אחי. Yes, you could actually do that. Yes, you can. דכיוון דמתקלקל, זכות הוא לבעל הבית. וקיימה לזכה מטעם שליחות את רבי וכולי. והחנמי, המשרתת הזאת שלוחה, אפילו שלמה דעתה, מטעם דזכות הוא לה. אפילו אין כאן אלא חשש כלכולה עיסה, וכולי. Says the true sedition. Since there is this general concept, זכין לאודם שלא בפונוב. I can now win something for you as a rabbi of the community. I can now win for you the Erev Tevshilin, I can win for you the Erev Chatzirus, Zachin let Odom show me fun of. So also here, Zchia works with idea of Shlichus, how can I win something for you? The lumdis behind it is that I'm becoming your proxy, I'm becoming your Shaliach. So now, since you're going to now lose your Challah because all the dough is going to get spoiled, so it's actually a Zchus for you, for me, to do a Fresh Challah, and because of that, I can do a Fresh Challah for you, and also bake it, because all this is one big Zchus for you. So Zchia, in this case, even though it's in your possession, I can actually do that because it is a schus. He brings a question upon himself because there's a case in the Gemara in Chulin which seems to totally contradict this idea. So let's say I say, Reuven, please go and do for me Truma. And then I come back and I see that indeed someone indeed took out the Truma Samaisos from my fruits. So is it okay or is it not okay? Did the Shaliyah do it or somebody else? Says the Gemara, wait a second, it's a problem. Maybe someone else heard you tell Reuven, go and please do for me a fresh to Mr. Maestros, and he did it without your permission, and to Mr. Maestros needs to have your skama, your das, you have to know that he's doing this for you. So in that case, you can't eat from it unless you know for sure that indeed it was Reuven, your messenger, that actually did it. Asks Shmuel Sedeshin, wait a second. Here in this case, you're saying to the world, I want someone else to do for me Trus Maestros. So maybe it's not Reuven, maybe it's Shimon. So for sure it's a Zchus for me. Why can't I eat it without knowing for sure that Reuven did it for me? So says Trus Sedeshin, the reason is because in the case of Trus Maestros, as we all know, there are different measures how much Trus Maestros to give. It can be 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. My messenger knows exactly how much I want to take out from my fruits. This person maybe took too much or too little, so maybe you're not satisfied with that. So that's why it could be a problem. In the case of challah, nowadays, all of us just take a small piece, a small portion, burn it, throw it away in a respectful manner. So in that case, for sure, everyone, if I want this to be the challah to be taken, so in that case, for sure, it is okay. So says Trus Adeshin, if a person goes ahead and takes my dough, does a fresh Trus Maestros without asking my permission, since it's a zchus, for sure I want this to be kosher, so in that case, it is fine, and this person could do it without my explicit permission, because this is zchus, and that is indeed Pesach Halacha in the Ramah, in Siman Shin Kaf Chet, in Yoredeo, that's Zchus Challah, and the Taz says, Forget about the scenario of the dough getting spoiled. Who cares? I know that you want to take out dough, you want to give out challah. So in that case, without that case, I can just walk into your kitchen, do a fresh challah without your permission, because if this is a zchus for you, zachin le'odom shelo befonov. That is the approach of the Trus Adeshin, Taz, and the Ramah. And seemingly, I'll just go ahead and spoil the idea, but, spoil, yeah. So the post wants to say that you learn from here that a zchus is not only me winning something for you, it's also taking away something for you, which you are going to be satisfied with it. So maybe we could learn from here that the same idea regarding mechiras chametz, that I could take away something for you, because you want your chametz to be edible after Pesach, you want your bottles of scotch and whiskey to be edible after Pesach, so I could take your possessions and sell it for you without you even knowing about it, because actually you want it. Zachin ne'adam shalifanov. That is why people bring this to a session, to learn that yes, indeed, I could sell the chametz for you. Okay? Fine. But the Ktsois thinks differently. He says that no, you cannot do in this case mechiras chametz for me, you cannot do in this case afresh aschala for me. He says, "Im ki adati mi'utan ki la'arecha piskei maharai." Who am I to speak against Rosh Hashanah? But with all due respect, I think both Tosfos and Rashba think differently. First of all, I'll say his conclusion, and then I'll go into his raya. His conclusion is zchus zachin le'odom shayefanav. I could win something for you without asking your permission. I could win for you this piece of bread for Erev Chatzeros. I could win for you this egg and matzah for Erev Tavshilin. Because you're actually winning something. Nothing is taken away from you. It's zachin le'odom. But here in this case, I'm actually taking something from you. I'm taking away your dough. I'm taking away, he's not discussing Mecheres Chometz, but it's going to apply also to Mecheres Chometz. I'm actually taking something for you. In the end of the day, it is good for you, but I'm taking something from you. I'm not winning something for you. In this case, you don't have the idea of zachin. As the way that people want to say nowadays, zachin le'odom shalefonov amrinad. Yes, there is the idea of zachin le'odom, you winning something, but zachin me'odom, winning something from me, that we don't say today. What is his raya? Why does he say this idea according to the Rashba? Because the Rashba says in Nedorim, there is a Gemara that says, the Gemara is asking, can I be Torah Mishalosh Shechavichol? Can I now take from my fruits, Trus of Isros, and by that fix your fruits? Says the Rashba, I don't understand. Shlichus, in Trus of Isros, you have to have explicit permission. The same way that you know that you're going to now give to some Yisroel, also your shaliach has to be with you knowing it. So in that case, how could this possibly work? That you're going to now give fruits from your fruits to some Yisroel, and by that fix my things. You have to know this explicitly. And this is also regarding the case when I come to your field and I take away, and there's a famous Gemara in Bamitzia that if you after say to me, yes, it's very nice of you to do that, still it's not good because you have to be an explicit shaliach to take away things. Says the Rashbam, I'll tell you why there's actually a suffix in the Dorim. His answer is because there's a difference. There's a difference between me taking fruits from your fruits to fix your fruits as opposed to a case that I'm taking fruits from my fruits and fixing your fruits. He says, the Torah Mishra Shel Chavero Shani, De Lo Beinan Shukhol Da'ato, Ela Be Torah Shel Balakri, Al Balakri. If I'm taking your fruits, and by that fixing your fruits, in that case, indeed, I have to have your explicit permission. But when I'm taking from my fruits, so in that case, this is a definite zchus, not losing anything, that is for sure okay. In that case, you don't need to have any das. So he says, you see from here that when I'm taking something from you, it's not enough to be a zchus. I have to have, you have to have shlichus entirely, that I am now pointing you to take from me to some ice rooms. When I'm taking from my things and fixing yours, this is a definite zchus. So in that case, that could be without your permission. But taking fruits out of your fruits, that has to be your explicit permission. That is the idea of the Rashbo, and from there again, the Ktsois wants to learn zachin le'odom. Yes, applies because it's from my fruits to your fruits. So that case, you're not losing anything. There's no need for your das. But I'm taking from your stuff. You have to have das. You have to have mamish aminu yishlichus. You have to mamish appoint me to be your shaliach. Okay. So because of that, says the Ktsois, that I disagree. I think she should bake the challahs, this Jewish help. And after the challah is already baked, so the dieved, we could do a fresh challah after the baking. So in that case, we'll do this thing, dieved, but taking away without their explicit permission, with their stuff, so it's no good. You have to have explicit permission, and zachin le'odom aminan, velo zachin me'odom. So if you want to sell chametz, you have to appoint the rabbi to be your shaliach. He cannot do do this thing, although it is a zchus, but since he's taking away something from you, you have to have mamish das and appoint him to be your shaliach. This is a very famous k'tzois, with the idea that he says, k'tzois holds, zachin le'odom amrinam, velo zachin me'odom, from the person. Now, it's what usually people say, they say that this is actually a k'tzois l'shitosoi. Why? Because there is a general k'tzois in sources 6 and 7 that discusses, what is zachin? Is zachin shlichus? Or is zachin something else? What is it? What is it exactly? That's a separate discussion. But is zachin shlichus or is zachin something else? We'll say that if zachin is indeed shlichus, so here it is a zchia. So it is as if you appointed me. So in that case, if you appointed me, so the rabbi says it's a zchus for you. So you appointed me to be your shliach. I can sell this thing for you even without you knowing it because zchia is shlichus. But if we say zchia is not shlichus, it's something else, or it's a shlichus, but with a shlichus with less power. So in that case, you will say zochin le'odom and not zochin me'odom. How does this play? So there is a very famous halacha in source number 6. Halove shechav l'shnayim. Let's say I owe Rav Jared and Rav Turchiner money. I owe you guys money. And now Idan wants to come and collect money for Rav Jared. So says the Shulchan Aruch that he cannot do that. Because although he's coming and he's now doing zchia for Rav Jared, but at the same time, I have a limited amount of money. So the money will go to Jared, to Rav Jared and not to Rav Turchiner. So in that case, we'll say that since it's chav l'achrine, there is no zchus. And says Shulchan Aruch, even if Rav Jared appoints Idan to be his shaliach, please go to Yehuda and collect money for me, it's still no good because it's on the expense of others. Says the K'tzois that Rashi says differently. Rashi says that a person cannot come on his own and win money for one of the people that I owe them money because it's a choiva for somebody else, it's chav l'achrine, and he wasn't appointed to be a shaliach. So according to Rashi says that if indeed he was appointed to be a shaliach, so in that case he could come and be zoche for one person. Tosfos says no. Because zchia, in the end of the day, zchia is mitam shlichus, as we learned in Tosfos and Ksubos regarding ger katan, that how can Beis Din be their shaliach? Because the zchia is mitam shlichus, and both a katan and a gadol cannot do both a katan and a gadol non Jew cannot do shlichus. So, but we see that zchia is mitam shlichus. So, if zchia is mitam shlichus, there is no difference between whether you appoint a shliach or not. Because if zchiyah mitam shlichus doesn't work, while it is chav l'achrine, so in that case, also if you appoint a shliach, shouldn't work. Because zchiyah and shlichus is the same thing. So Tosfos holds that zchiyah, the idea of zochin, is shlichus. It is as if you appointed me. It's Anan Sadeh, everyone knows that since this is an objective zchus for you, so this is, everyone knows that you actually appointed me to be your shliach. But Rashi seems to hold that no, it's not shlichus. Now, K'tzoi says, yeah, he brings Akashia from Bamitzia. He says that I think that Zchia is not Matam Shlichus. You don't have this Anan Sade saying that for sure, since it's so good for you, for sure you appointed a Shaliach. He brings it from the Sligi in Bamitzia, of Yehoshua Medas, because the Gemara at one point brings a case that there is also Zchia Shalom Medas, and it says since the Gemara seems to hold that both Yehoshua Medas and Zchiyah Shalom Medas is the same thing, and Yehoshua Medas lo have a Yehosh, so in that case also Zchiyah, even though we know that he's going to give you permission, but now he didn't give it, it won't be good. So you see that Anan Sadeh doesn't work with Shlichus. Knowing that you would have done so is not enough unless you have explicit permission. So he says, K'tzois, I hold like Rashi, that Zchiyah is not Shlichus. That's what he holds. So if Zchiyah is not Shlichus, it's something in between. So in that case, in the case that you have some kind of choiva, something which is not so good, like Chav L'achrine in our case, that you cannot come and win the money for one person when you know it's on the expense of others. So in that case, Zchiyah is not good. If you appoint a Shaliach, that is better, because it's Shlichu Kemoisoi, I can come and collect the money, that is fine. But if it's Zchiyah is not Matam Shlichus, it's less than that, and because of that, Zchiyah won't work, and Shlichus will work. Okay, so I'll just try to summarize and explain it again. So Zchiyah, according to the K'tzois, is not Shlichus. is something else. If indeed I will ask you, please collect money for me, that is okay. Shlichus will work because there is das. There's someone that I can take the money, so you can take the money for me. But you being zocher for me is not shlichus, and that's why you cannot be zocher for me. You could be a good shliach for me. Whereas Tosfos hold zchia is shlichus, so in the same time that zchia won't work, while you're chavla chreine, also shlichus won't work. So people want to say that the choice is l'shitosoi. If indeed zchia is not entirely shlichus and it has to be an objective zchus entirely, so in that case you cannot come and be mafish for me to Mr. Maestros. Tosfos holds that zchia matam shlichus anan sade that you would appoint a shliach in this case. In the case where I'm going to lose my dough, so in that case, on Saturday, I will want you to go ahead and be mafish to Maestros for me. So Tumas Adeshin holds like Tosfos. The Zchem Etam Shlichus. It is as if I appointed you to do for me Tumas Maestros. So in that case, you could go ahead and do for me a fresh Eschala. But Tosfos holds that no, that Zchem is not Etam Shlichus. It's not me appointing you, and only in the case that you have 100% zchus, no chav lachrine for others, and no zochin le'odom, so in that case, there is no zchia, and that's why zachin le'odom amrinan, winning something for me, you could do, but zachin me'odom, but winning something from me, you cannot do. Okay?
I don't remember whether I've seen anybody say this, but I'm wondering, just in terms of this whole range of options for what zachin could do. What about zachin as a function of arevus when you're dealing with this in the head? In other words, we say mitam arevus, we have, for example, the chiyuv lahafrish somebody from a berah.
Yeah.
And the iser misayeh, and all of those.
You're saying that's deriving from zachin?
No, I'm saying the other way around. Zachin deriving when you're dealing with zachin on iser beheter. In other words, like the chametz case that we talked about in the first place, or potentially the hafrish chala, maybe to argue that. Your zechia works, mitam arevus.
I think that zechia is not arevus. I think that zechia is monetary value. You're going to lose your challah, it's going to be spoiled.
But it's not always monetary value.
Zochin?
Yeah. Being mafresh through my services for the fellow is not.
Why? No, but if I'm now mafresh for you, so from my fruits, you're actually now gaining more fruits. And indeed, if
I'm reducing its financial value, because the part that I designated as truma is now worth less.
Who designated truma? Why?
If
I'm offering truma from my fruits for you, so you have 100% zchus. And from you, I have to have shlichus. I have to have das.
That's true. So you can argue that these are all.
So I want to say that everything has to have some kind of financial benefit.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Not thinking about it, it is interesting. Zchiyah is only regarding financial stuff. It has Isser v'Heter Nafkaminos, Eruv Chatzeros, and all those things, but always will have your some kind of financial benefit as well. Zachin Leod.
Is that really true?
If I'm not doing Shechita in your animal for you, is that Zachin? Mitzias is, and now it's a Shechita in your animal, but I think.
We had this very discussion about the gear.
Yeah. What is the gear in so where is the mum in here?
Yeah.
Where is the mum in here? That's right. What is the zchiyah regarding ger katan? But that is one big discussion. What is he zochen? Tosfos says he's zochen his body. He's zochen himself. Yeah, that's not financial. Yeah, it has to be something. Yeah. I hear. But I think that's the only place. Zchiyah. Okay, we'll see. I mean, not today, but we'll find out. So halacha lemaisa, what do we say? So please flip the page in source number 8, in page 3. So says Mincha Shlomam Shlomam Rebach. He says that he saw the Chasam Sofer, he met the Chasam Sofer, shekatav chen v'charovachat limkor chametzor shel chavero b'shach hamishit metam zachin adam shel lefanav av b'shav izchia mimenu leacher. Indeed, I could sell your chametz, knowing that you forgot to sell your chametz, but the pshut muvan, this is obvious, although I'm now taking something from you, but still, in the end of the day, this is zchus, now being saved something, so in that case, this is fine. יש לומר, דשיין חמץ, דילב דמשבין להתנסה בהנאה, ולכן אין המלך הכרח של כיסת ממון, אלא כהכנסת ממון, כיוון שמצילו בכך והפסד. So someone wants to say, and מחירס חמץ in particular, so in that case, I'm actually saving money, because another few minutes, this money is going down the drain. This is going to be entirely gone. So in that case, I think he claims that even the Ktsois will hold that for sure you could do that, because now it's either losing this money entirely or me selling it for you. So selling it for you is actually winning the money for you, and it won't be Asur Bana. So in that case, this is actually Zochin Le'odom. Zochin Le'odom. Interesting. Whereas I guess in the case of the dough of Challah, so the dough is still here. Right? So this dough is not, it's not losing its monetary value. It becomes worthless by becoming spoiled, but it's still here. As opposed to chametz, chametz will just be absolutely irrelevant. It's totally gone. Okay. So from here, indeed, rabbis and poskim say that the rabbi has the permission to say that I'm the shaliach of all those who appointed me, but even if he did not appoint me, I'm selling for our Joe, Reuven, Shimon, and every single Joe, Tom, and Dick, right? There's this kind of thing, yeah. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and I'm also selling for them their chametz. However, of course, many poskim disagree with this. In the Sefer Mechiras Chametz Kilchoso, he says that no, I disagree. Even if you want to say that you have the idea of Zochin Me'adam, and especially in the case of Chametz, Zchia is only when you know for who you're doing this chus. I am now winning this bread for Reuven, Shimon, Levi. But here, I'm saying, I'm now winning the selling the Chametz of all of Israel. Excuse me. You have no idea who this person is. You don't know even if he exists. You cannot do zchia for anashim bilti yeduim. Ein she'ach kralim kol chametz she'anashim bilti yeduim she'ena kone yodea mihu mocher chametz. If I'm now selling something for someone, I have to know for who it is. So that's why some rabbis want to say that this is a problem. They also say this is also dependent on the halachas of breira. I don't know for who exactly I'm going to sell. Ah, tomorrow Reuven will remember that he didn't sell. Oh, so it turns out that for Reuven, I'm selling the chametz. So do we say breira? If Mechiras chametz is for the chametz de oraisa, and de oraisa things, we do not say breira, so maybe it won't work. So that's a big machlokas, whether the mechira applies for the thing that they did bittul or not. It's a huge machlokas. Ktsoyis and Bechol Shol say that it does actually work for the thing that they did bittul. But Chasam Sofer Shulchan Aruch Rav say that you're selling what you did not do bittul. Yeah. With easy svara, how can you sell something that you did already, which is hefker, or it is ke'afadara? I can do that. It's a big machlokas. So it's a big machlokas whether the mechiras chametz is actually working for the deraisa things or for the derabanan things. If it's for the deraisa things like Shulchan Aruch Harav and Chasam Sofer, so in that case, in breira, so in that case, how could this possibly work? So that's why mechiras chametz wants to say that it won't work. I actually saw a very interesting thing online. I saw it, so don't take this 100% seriously, but I saw that there was a rabbi, Rabbi Avrom Gedichovsky, who was a tremendous genius in Tanach Chacham, Zechet Tzadik Ivracha. So what he used to do, he wanted to mekayem mechias Amalek medeoraisa. We don't know who Amalek is, so what did he do? He poured a cup of water, and he asked someone, do please a kinyan for some Amaleki in the world. I have no idea who he is, but you will come, take the water. So this water is now belonging to some Amaleki. Now it's under the possession of this Amaleki, and now I'm going to spill the water. I'm now going to destroy the possessions of a person from Amalek. I'm doing Mechias Amalek, because Mechias Amalek is not only the person, but also his possessions. I'm doing Mechias Amalek, the Araisa. That's what he wanted to claim. So the legend says that either Reb Chaim Kanievsky or somebody else, I was not really sure, but let's say Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So he says that no, it cannot work, because in order to do zchia for somebody else, so you have to know for who you're doing it. And if you're not knowing for who you're doing it, so in that case, it's not under possession of the Maliki, and because of that, it's not his. And if it's not his, you cannot pour. No, you cannot. You're not doing anything by pouring the water for him. All this thing, honestly, it's not really clear for me, because we do zchia all the time for people who have no idea who they are. In Erev Tavshilin, this past Sunday, I gave a shir, we said that the rabbi of the city should do Erev Tavshilin for the people of the city, for whoever forgot. He has no idea who he is, He doesn't know all the people of the city. Maybe this is actually a mussar for the rabbis. They should know every person in the city. But it is also impossible to know every single person in the city. They don't know for who they're not doing the zchia of the eruv. So in that case, you see that zchia works also when you don't know for who you're doing zchia for. Eruv chaseros is for sure for the entire city. It's not for sure for every single person. So how do you know? So I'm not really sure how that actually works out with that. But they want to tie it out and say that zchus doesn't work when you don't know for who you're actually doing the zchus. Because of that, you cannot do mechiras chametz for this person. Yeah.
In the case of, for example, the funeral or something, then it might happen because they don't know. Maybe it might that they're going to be, for example, two or three rabbis are doing for the same person.
That doesn't matter. Also, the different batei din do mechiras chametz for everyone. So, and it's valid. So, it's a question. The ma'aser we say is fine. It is a very good question. Like, both Rav Felder and both Rav Spitz sold the chametz for me. How could that possibly work? Or in the Eretz of Shilin, it's fine. I could be the owner of this bread and egg and this bread and egg. That's fine. But selling my possessions, one's over here, one's over there. That's also a general question. Can I sell Mechiras Chametz in numerous places, but post Chametz are mekel about it. I don't really remember why.
Because the first one, everything
on there. In Nechidani. So if the non-Jew will come and say, listen, I see that the you're on the list of this basin. Wait a second, but I sell both here and there. So who's first?
Like a basin may get in trouble with the city for fraud.
Aha. Uh-huh. So they're doing Gil Zalakum, I hear. Or fraud, I hear. So it's their problem. Okay, very good. So, Lemaisa, do we say this thing yes or no? So again, this is allegedly machlokas. Yeah, it is allegedly machlokas ktsois and shomer sedesh. Do we say zochin me adam or only zochin le adam? Some say that if ktsois would agree in this case because here your mamish saving the chametz. Achiezer, by the way, he brings a raya. They do say zochin me adam from the sugim sochin that I mentioned in the beginning. That person who's the shomer of the chametz could go and sell the chametz to manju in order to save it. So we see that also here you can actually do zochin me adam. Halacha ma'isis, please see in Piskei Tshuvos in source number 10. So he brings that Rava Poskim iskim Rava Poskim la'atir zot al pli haklal zachin dam shebefanav yesh shesifu la'atir, that this will work not only from Jews that wanted to go to the rabbi and forgot, but even for those who are kalei dat sheinam tochim lever kocham esad. You have some people that they don't really care about Pesach and they don't go and sell the chometz, so they want to say yes, even for them it works. Yesh v'tirim galim omedet tzovech sheino rotze mishu shezchutu lo. If the person shouts and says, "Don't sell my chametz," still, why do you care? You're going to get money for it. It'll be fine for you. You're going to now win back your bottles of scotch and whiskey. So even for those people, it could be okay. So that's why, according to all of this, Batei Din add to the Shtar Mechiras chametz, and they're also selling for all those who forgot to sell. I did ask once a rabbi that sells chametz. He came with a question. This person forgot to sell chametz. What do you do? So he says that he could rely on his mechiras chametz because he's also selling it to other people. But he says he can use this shtick only once. He's actually doing a gzera shava from Erev Tavshilin because there explicitly the Gemara says you can use it only once. So he wants to say also nowadays you can use it only once. Okay. That entire thing in there to show it's one big machlokas. Does that have to be two consecutive yamim toivim? Aruch Hashulchan says that nowadays all of us are so distracted, so no one is a pashea. So in that case, it should be fine. But lemaise, if a person forgets to sell chametz, he has indeed what to rely on. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, this whole thing is predicated on tzchia not being mitam shlichus. If you hold that it is mitam shlichus,
it's for sure okay.
Then one, I didn't think it would be easier because there's no concept of need versus love. It's the same thing. On the other, with regard to the issue of not knowing who you're doing it for, with shlichus, you don't need to know. You don't need to know who you're a shaliach for. You can just be a shaliach for anybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, because Anan Sadeh, we have an Anan Sadeh that every single person in the city that forgot would have wanted to appoint me as a shaliach. So I don't have to know you intimately. I know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you would have wanted me, the chief rabbi, to do that for you.
So you would be a shaliach for people without knowing who you are.
Yeah. That's what. Indeed, some say Mechiras Chametz Kilchas. Some Rabbi Shmuel was a stern. He says that no, it's no good. And indeed, I know that that's also similarly Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the case of the Mechiras Amalek. But some say that no, it doesn't matter. And on Sunday, there's not something that you would have wanted to do this thing. So in that case, it's fine. Okay, we're moving on to session. So if you don't mind, since I'm already with the computer in front of me, so I'll just say my part, and also by that I could also finish my recording. So since this is Pesach with Arya Liba Cohen Heller, so I also brought his words from the Shem Shemayin, so this is not something that they could bring to your Seder table, but it's a very interesting idea, very Lundish idea, Chomer LeDrush of the Shem Shemayin. The introduction of Shem Shemayin is unbelievable. He has a very long introduction. He has a paragraph for each letter of the Aleph Beis, and then his name, then Chazak. It's a very long introduction, and each piece of it is very, it has a lot of lumdus. And he wants to say the following idea, and to tie Pesach and Tisha B'Av together. So he says, Itav Midrash, this is in the Otshin, on the last page of the source sheet. So he says that the Midrash says, Hisbianim bimhorim hirvani la'ana. And the Midrash says, "Mashi isbiyani meorim b'leil Pesach dichtiv amzot morim yichelu hervani la'ana b'leil Tisha B'Av." As we all know, the same day of Pesach is the same day of Tisha B'Av, and also the Midrash ties it together. And it says the fact that we ate maror on Leil Pesach, Leil Seder, that is also the reason because of that. Or there's a connection between that and the fact that we are fasting on Tisha B'Av. There is a connection between the maror of Seder night and our suffering on Tisha B'Av. So he says, what is the connection? What is the connection between those two things? Dafka the maror, we know that we eat eggs because of that, as was mentioned yesterday on the Kahoot. What is the connection between that and the maror? So he says, there's a midrash Eicha, the B'Leil Tisha B'Av, Nichnas Avram Avinu L'Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Avram Avinu is walking in Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu is holding his hand, and they're walking together, and then they have a conversation. Amar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Mali Didi B'Biti. What are you doing here, Avraham Avinu? So he says, Ribbayni, B'nai Yechanim, why are my children, why are my sons in exile? So he says, Amar Lechatu V'Gletim B'Namot. They are in exile because of their sins. Yeah, Avraham Avinu asked, Lo Haven Tzadikim, didn't have any Tzadikim? So the Kesh Baruch Hu, no, they don't have. So he says, Ha'alecha Listekel B'Tovim Shebeim, you should look at the good ones. What is the good ones? We'll see soon. He says, no, Sugei Ambishim. So they have too much bad things, I guess. So he says, you should have seen their bris milah. He says, no, they were kofar in bris milah, and that's why it doesn't work. So as the Shem Shemayin, so what is the toivim shebeim? He first asks Avraham Avinu, do they have tzadikim? And then he says, no, they don't have tzadikim. So you should have focused on the good. Aren't the good people also tzadikim? Isn't it the same thing? So says the Shem Shemayin the following idea. There is a drasha of Mahari Muskatu that he says, as we all know, the world goes according to the majority. If the majority are bad, so in that case, the world should be destroyed. If the majority are good, so it should be fine. So he says that the world always goes according to majority, and that's why we're actually surviving. Because even if we have a majority of people who are actually bad people, are actually Rishoyim, but all of them are Rishoyim because of different reasons. Zerotzeach, Zeganav, Zemekabel Sheichad, Zemave Beribit. Everyone has their own challenges, everyone has their own sins that they're doing their veros. But in the end of the day, Isuri Mevatlim Zeh. Are the majority of the world killers? No. The majority of the world are not killers. So that's why you don't have a majority of Rishoyim. Are the majority of the world Ganavim? No, they're not. Some are killers. So that's why you never have a majority. Because every single Isur is on its own. You see, do we have a Rav of Rotzchim? No, we don't. Do we have a Rav of Ganavim? No, we don't. Do we have a Rav of Kavli Shachat? No, we don't. The Yisur are Mevatlim Zedze. And that's why the world, says Rami Muscato, survives. So Avraham Avinu comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, okay, there aren't a majority of tzaddikim in Am Yisrael. There's a majority of Rishoyim. But at least look at the good in the Rishoyim. You'll see that he's a Rasha because of this. He's a Rasha because of that. So at the end of the day, the majority of Am Yisrael is always good because they surim amrevatlim zedze. The majority of Am Yisrael are not killers. The majority of Am Yisrael are not thieves. The majority of Am Yisrael are not mavi beribis. The majority are... you don't have one Avera, and there's a majority of all of these Averos. So because of that, all of this should be Bata, because Averos Mevatel Averos. That was his Taina. However, that is true only if you hold that Averos is Mevatel Averos. But some say that no, Isurim ein Mevatel Mezetzah. The Gemara in Psochim says, in Zvachim says, that those who hold that Isurim Mevatel Mezetzah think differently than Hillel. Those who say that one Isur cannot be, sorry, those who hold that Isurim Mevatel Mezetzah, you have to have one Isur to have a majority, so they think differently than Hillel. Why? Because Hillel says that you can have Momo together, Matzah together, Korban Pesach together, and eat it together. Wait a second, you have a majority against the matzah. You have both the meat and the mohol. And you have the majority against the mohol, with the matzah and the meat. So in that case, you should always have mitzvos mevatlim zeh. The mohol and the matzah is mevatl kum pesach, kum pesach matzah is mevatl mohol, and all these things are supposed to be mevatl zeh. But Hillel holds that no, mitzvos mevatlos zeh, and also isurim mevatlim zeh. So says the Shem Shmaitse brilliantly, if we indeed eat on Pesach night, we eat a combination. We have the sandwich, so we hold the mitzvos levatim zedze. The mitzvos lo levatim zedze. Every mitzvah stands on its own. There is no bittul. If mitzvos levatim zedze, so also averos levatim zedze. So even though there isn't the majority of the world of Am Yisrael who are killers, thieves, or things like that, but the fact that we have a few killers, a few thieves, a few malvei ribit, it adds up together as a rav. So in that case, the Averos stand on its own. So in that case, they're not Mevatel Zedzeh. And that's why the majority of Am Yisrael have sinned. And that's why we have lost Beis HaMikdash. So because of the fact that we're eating Koirech, and we're holding that the mitzvahs are not canceling each other, that's why also the Averos are not canceling each other. And that's why on Tisha B'Av, we are fasting. Genius idea. This is Pilpul. I won't say it at my Seder table, at least not this year, but maybe next year with Moishe and my daughters will deliver Chef Shmaitza on the Seder table, so maybe then I'll say this idea on the Seder table. This is Melchama Drush from the Chef Shmaitza.